great, great new sounding music. So definitely stay tuned.
This is your place to be.
107.3
2SER.
Curtis and Kaylee of Deuce, thank you for taking some time out to have a chat here on The Band Next Door on 2SER. You have recently just released your second LP. It's an album called Wild Type, which is on Dinosaur City Records. It follows on from your first self-titled record back in 2021, which was written and released in the midst of the global pandemic. Looking back at that record at this current time, now that you have your second LP out there, do you feel like you achieved everything that you had set out to do from the start when trying to do something new and different in a time when there wasn't really much going on for anybody?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we didn't have very clear goals because it was so ambiguous. The times we were living in. So I guess it was low expectations.
High reward.
Okay.
Low expectations, high reward so far.
Excellent. Yeah. Cool. Because I know that you did record that first record in the comfort of your own home studio, largely, of course, again, to the fact that the lockdowns was still a fairly common experience. But I really think that you can hear and feel the room on this new record, because the first album had a very, very minimal and kind of stark vibe about
even
it.
Even the drums were electronic, so everything was like line in and like electronic drums. And this time we made a big effort to add the kind of real sound.
A bit of studio trickery though. I think we did it in similar sort of spaces, except for the drums. We did get live drums recorded by Bowen at Stranded.
I think we felt like we were missing that on the first album. Like retrospectively, when we listened back, we felt like that's a sound that we missed. I think we made it a really big effort to make that a focus on this time around.
It's been about 2 years since that first record came out. And Kaylee, I know that you're normally a visual artist, so stepping into the spotlight of being someone who plays an instrument, looking back or just kind of thinking about how you've been tackling that since day one, are you content with kind of how things are going musically for you?
I think in the beginning, I was really freaked out about being on stage because as a painter, I'm used to people seeing my work in, you know, a gallery or any kind of room or on a wall or something, and kind of keeping their opinions to themselves or being very complimentary or, you know, saying, I hate this or whatever. I don't know. I'm used to that environment. But I think musically it felt so weird and vulnerable to kind of be on a stage and sing a song. And it's like people either came or they didn't come to the show, or they clapped. Well, they didn't clap. It was like really jarring. Yeah, we didn't play at all. We only got a live band together kind of when the lockdown started to relax, which was way after the album came out. It was a huge lead up to that first show. Yeah, terrifying. But excellent. Now I really love it.
Awesome. And Curtis, I'm assuming in your case, it's just like another day in the life, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. There was a bit of a hiatus, but it was fun to be playing shows again. And yeah, I was trying to tell Kaylee that, like, the nerves probably wouldn't last after a while. It'll just be like the most normal thing.
He was kind of right. I don't even think about it anymore, which is wild. You know, I overthink everything, but it feels kind of normal.
Well, you do have a pretty good team with you now. When you do bring those songs to a stage, you have your mates Claudia, Jake, and Angie bringing the sound out. Did you have an idea of who you wanted to be in the band, or people were there due to circumstances and context and they just kind of took up the reins to, you know, help you out along the way?
I think it's a bit of both. In the beginning, it was Angie is now kind of the oldest live playing member of the band, and we kind of sought her out. Like, we found her and asked her to be part of the band, and then Claudia and Jake fell into their like respective roles within the band, and they just kind of fit and it all worked, and you know, everybody wanted to be there and loved playing together. kind of serendipitous in a way.
I've played with the same people a lot, so it was nice to branch out a bit.
I'm curious as to how, Curtis, you approach playing in Deuce compared to other kind of bands that you have been a part of or projects in the past like Pop Filter and The Ocean Party. Is this a big step out of your comfort zone for you?
I don't think so. It was a fun process with like Kaylee learning and having like a fresh perspective. I think that was really cool and it added a really different element. I think there's like, especially because we started as a recording project, there was more freedom to try different things and to
awesome.
And I had a bit more control.
I don't wanna feel.
On this new record, there's, as we've said, a very different atmospheric kind of sound. Everything is fairly lush in a way. It's melodic. It's quite dreamy in some parts. Is there any tracks on this record that weren't really supposed to be on this album? You know, things that you kind of maybe wrote for that first LP that never really made it onto that self-titled release?
Well, Blue was originally a demo for that one.
Okay.
For the first, and we just couldn't find the spot for it, and it just wasn't working out. But that was with like programmed drums, and it just didn't like it didn't quite hit right.
Yeah, so we saved it, yeah. And then I think we, you know, rewrote lyrics, got the live drums, and then the sound of that did start to pull other things together because it was left over from the first album. It was one of the first songs that we gave space and time to, and we were like, okay, so this is the kind of a good starting point.
Assessing this record overall from start to finish, what do you think is the themes and the underlying current as to what this album is and why does it all hold together as one, you know, cohesive piece of musical works?
I guess sound-wise, we want to sound more live and more like a live band.
Yep.
That influenced, I think, the like instrumentation and style and even how we recorded it and with the live drums and stuff. Lyrically, it's probably a bit all over the place.
I don't know. I think for me, a lot of the songs that I wrote were kind of about like different relationships and different times in people's lives and different, I guess not things that I maybe haven't gone through, all of the things that we had spoken about, but kind of putting different shoes on and being in different parts of your life. And, you know, it's about friendships and relationships and stuff, which, you know, I guess a lot of music is. Even within the album, I think that some of the songs kind of mirror each other. It's almost like some of the songs are written from two perspectives.
Is that why you both also share the co-hosting duties of the vocals?
I guess so, but I think that we both like to write songs and lyrics, and we both kind of do have different styles of approaching music and songs. So I think we still kind of wanted it to have both of our voices in there.
So Fall Apart is the first song on the album, and I'm kind of curious, like, how do you approach songwriting as a team? Is it purely a collaborative process, or are you allowed to go away from each other and to kind of maybe go into your own states of consciousness in order to write something?
Yeah, I reckon we both write the initial start to songs alone. Like, we'll both, in our own time, make demos alone and then let each other listen to them, and we'll be like, okay, yeah, that's a great start, or not sure that one's the right direction, and then we'll kind of compile a whole bunch that we think have good bones, and then we'll like collaboratively work on structure and sound and the dynamics, and then usually the lyrics come at the very end.
Okay, interesting.
Sometimes we would work together on lyrics and sometimes apart.
Yeah.
Depends.
Or sometimes I've written lyrics and then Curtis sang them, or vice versa.
So now that you've approached this current era that Deuce finds itself in a very, I guess, synth-fueled and dreamy state of being, is there any aesthetic that you would like to explore further down the track? Do you feel like you've kind of really hit the nail on the head as to what the band is all about?
I think we want to, like, incorporate the people we play with more. I think we want to let them have more of a say, and they write great parts that we play live. Like, the songs have changed from the recordings, and I really want to collaborate with them more. So wherever that goes, I don't think there's any real driving aesthetic, but just to be more collaborative.
Cool.
Yeah, and in the collaborative and more live settings, it always seems to be like a bit more intense, a bit more like high energy. So
yeah, nice.
I imagine if we record together in the future, it will probably be the same, but kind of that added momentum and driving energy.